this is our final episode for Leadership Unpacked, rounding it all up and aiming for long-term leadership success. The reality is, leadership success isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. Simon Sinek, in his book The Infinite Game, explains that in business, some leaders get caught up in short-term wins, whether it's beating last quarter's numbers, staying ahead of competitors, or making it to the next funding round. But for leaders who aim to create truly lasting success, it's about playing an infinite game. That means having a vision that extends beyond the immediate challenges and opportunities, focusing on values and a purpose that can endure. The infinite game mindset is about prioritizing long-term impact over short-term wins. In this game, there's no winning as in finite games. Instead, success is measured by sustained growth, adaptation, and purpose over time. Example one, Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. Slow, steady, and strategic. When it comes to business longevity and purpose-driven growth, Warren Buffett is often the first name that comes to mind. His investment strategy, often described as buy and hold, is built on the idea that companies with strong fundamentals and ethical leadership will grow steadily over the long term. Unlike many investors who make rapid trades to capitalize on market fluctuations, Buffett's approach is patient and calculated. He avoids companies that chase fads or engage in high-risk practices, preferring those that prioritize long-term value for customers and employees. Under Buffett's guidance, Berkshire Hathaway has flourished by embracing this infinite mindset. Even in volatile markets, Buffett is known for his calm demeanor, reminding investors and employees alike that great things take time. This approach has not only yielded massive financial success, but has also created a legacy of trust and consistency for Berkshire Hathaway. A few key takeaways. One, adopt a long-term vision. Think about where you want your business to be 5, 10, or even 50 years from now. What values and principles do you want to guide your journey? Two, stay true to core principles. Don't get distracted by trends or short-term rewards that compromise your integrity or your mission. Let's look at a second example. Two, Patagonia, purpose-driven business with a long-term focus. On a different scale but with similar principles, Patagonia, the outdoor clothing brand, operates with an infinite mindset rooted in environmental sustainability. Its founder, Yvon Chouinard, built the company with a mission that transcends profit, to protect the environment. This long-term commitment to eco-friendly practices, fair labour, and sustainable supply chains has made Patagonia a leader in corporate responsibility. Instead of focusing solely on sales, Patagonia engages in practices that might seem counterintuitive in the short term, but strengthen its mission and customer loyalty over the long term. For example, the company encourages customers to repair rather than replace their gear, runs campaigns to reduce unnecessary consumerism, and donates a portion of its profits to environmental causes. By playing the infinite game and staying committed to its purpose, Patagonia has built a brand that inspires fierce loyalty, proving that success can come from values that extend beyond financial goals. So what takeaways have we got now? One, balance profit with purpose. Patagonia shows that aligning profit with purpose can drive lasting loyalty and resilience in a changing market. A strong sense of purpose can also attract talent who resonate with the mission, creating a team that's motivated by more than just a paycheck. Two, commit to consistency. Customers and employees value consistency. By staying true to its values, Patagonia creates trust that endures and keeps customers coming back. A third example, Small Business Spotlight, local sustainable cafe. Imagine a local cafe that embraces the infinite mindset by building a brand around sustainable, community-focused practices. Rather than competing on prices with larger chains, the cafe sources all its ingredients from local farmers, uses eco-friendly packaging, and regularly hosts events to engage the community on topics like zero waste living and sustainable food practices. Initially, these choices might limit profitability compared to competitors who prioritize cost cutting. However, over time, the cafe builds a loyal customer base that values these principles and sees the cafe as more than just a coffee shop. It becomes a community hub and a trusted brand in the local area. By focusing on purpose over immediate gains, the cafe strengthens its reputation, creating a customer base that supports the business because they believe in its values. So what takeaways can we get from the cafe? 1. Purpose. Over profit, small businesses can benefit from an infinite mindset by building their brand around values that matter to their community. The loyalty generated from a mission-driven approach can be even stronger than what larger corporations can achieve. 2. Create community connections. Purpose-driven businesses often find that community engagement pays dividends over time. Connecting with your community can make you a trusted part of the local ecosystem, a form of success that isn't captured in just financial metrics. Whether you're Warren Buffett, a mission-driven company like Patagonia, or a small business owner, embracing the infinite mindset allows you to look beyond day-to-day challenges. An infinite game mindset is about creating a legacy of impact, resilience, and purpose. It's about building something that can stand the test of time. So, if you're thinking about leadership longevity, start by clarifying the purpose and values that you want to drive you forward. Let that be your guide, and success will follow in ways you may not even expect. No leader achieves long-term success alone. Behind every impactful leader is a team that's skilled, adaptable, and aligned with a shared vision. Building a resilient team doesn't mean just hiring talented people. It's about fostering a culture where those people can grow, learn, and adapt. Strong teams empower leaders to focus on the bigger picture and sustain their vision. But what does it look like to build a team that can stand the test of time? Let's look at some real-world examples. One of the best recent examples of building a resilient, adaptable team is Satya Nadella's transformation of Microsoft's culture. When he became CEO in 2014, Nadella faced a significant challenge. Microsoft's once dominant position in the tech industry was being threatened by younger, more agile competitors. One of the first things Nadella did was to instill a growth mindset within the company. He emphasized continuous learning and encouraged employees to embrace failure as a step in the learning process. This cultural shift was a departure from Microsoft's historically competitive, know-it-all atmosphere. Nadella empowered his teams to take risks and experiment, which led to breakthroughs like Microsoft Azure, Teams, and a stronger presence in cloud computing. This adaptability in his teams allowed Microsoft to pivot and embrace new challenges, ultimately bringing the company back to the forefront of the tech industry. So what can we take away from this? 1. Encourage a growth mindset. Cultivate an environment where team members feel safe to innovate and experiment, even if it means making mistakes. When people aren't afraid to fail, they're more likely to explore new ideas and find creative solutions. 2. Promote learning. Investing in team development through continuous learning keeps skills sharp and teams adaptable, especially in industries that are constantly evolving. Another excellent example of building a strong, sustainable team comes from Indra Nooyi's tenure as CEO of PepsiCo. Nooyi was known not only for her strategic vision, but also for her dedication to talent development. She believed in nurturing leaders from within the organization and invested heavily in leadership programs to prepare employees for higher roles. Her goal was to create a leadership factory at PepsiCo where people felt empowered to advance and make meaningful contributions. Nui's approach resulted in a deep bench of leadership talent and continuity within the company. By developing internal talent, she ensured PepsiCo would have capable leaders ready to step up, which provided stability and helped the company adapt to new market trends. Nui's focus on team development contributed significantly to PepsiCo's ability to evolve in a rapidly changing industry. So what can we take away? 1. Invest in leadership development. Build a pipeline of future leaders by developing talent from within. When employees see a clear path for growth, they're more likely to stay loyal and engaged. 2. Foster internal advancement. Promoting from within not only strengthens team morale, but also ensures a deep understanding of the company's values and goals among its leadership ranks. Now let's look at this from a smaller business perspective. Consider a family-owned retail store with about 30 employees. As the store grows, the owner realizes that running the day-to-day operations while trying to scale the business is becoming overwhelming. To ensure the business's long-term success, the owner decides to delegate significant responsibilities to a few trusted team members, empowering them with more autonomy. The owner invests in training sessions, including management courses and customer service workshops, to develop their skills. As a result, these team members become more engaged, take ownership of their work, and even contribute ideas for improving operations. By investing in team development and encouraging autonomy, the business is able to grow without relying solely on the owner's presence. This small yet strategic shift in focus helps the team develop adaptability and independence, creating a strong foundation for the store's continued success. So what are the key takeaways? 1. Empower through delegation. Trusting your team with more responsibility can help build resilience in your business, especially if you can't be there every day. 2. Provide skill development opportunities. Even in small businesses, investing in skill development can make a noticeable difference in team performance and loyalty. Netflix is another great example of a company that understands the importance of adaptable teams. Reed Hastings, Netflix's co-founder, emphasized a culture of freedom and responsibility from the very beginning. At Netflix, employees are given significant autonomy to make decisions without the micromanagement found in many other companies. Hastings believed that by hiring self-motivated people and giving them the freedom to innovate, Netflix would be better positioned to adapt to changes. This approach has enabled Netflix to remain a leader in streaming despite the challenges of a competitive and evolving industry. The culture of flexibility and independence has also made Netflix a magnet for top talent, people who are not only highly skilled, but also eager to work in a place that values their input and trust. Here are our key takeaways from Netflix. 1. Foster independence. Empower your teams to make decisions without needing constant oversight. A culture of independence builds agility, allowing teams to respond quickly to new challenges. 2. Hire for attitude, train for skills. Look for people who can thrive in an adaptable culture and align with your company's mission, even if they don't come in with all the technical skills. Whether you're leading a global corporation or a small local business, building strong and adaptable teams is essential for sustaining success. When you focus on empowering people, encouraging continuous learning, and creating an environment of trust, your team becomes a force that can help carry your vision forward. Remember, resilient teams aren't born. They're built, cultivated, and continuously developed. If there's one constant in business, it's change. Markets shift, technologies evolve, and customer needs are always in flux. Leaders who achieve long-term success understand that the status quo isn't a safe zone. It's a place where innovation goes to die. In this segment, we'll explore how leaders can sustain success by embracing change, continuously innovating, and staying adaptable, with some compelling examples of those who mastered this skill. When we talk about innovation, it's hard not to bring up Apple and the late Steve Jobs. Jobs believed deeply in the power of innovation as the engine for Apple's long-term success. Under his leadership, Apple introduced a series of groundbreaking products, the iPod, iPhone, iPad, that didn't just change Apple's trajectory, they revolutionized entire industries. Jobs had a unique philosophy about innovation. He famously said, "People don't know what they want until you show it to them." Instead of asking customers for feedback on existing products, Jobs and his team anticipated future desires and invested in the creation of products that were ahead of their time. By continually challenging his team to think beyond what existed, Jobs ensured that Apple would never be complacent. This commitment to constant evolution has been critical to Apple's long-standing dominance, even years after Jobs's passing. So, what can we learn from this? 1. Lead with vision. Dare to think beyond the immediate needs and anticipate what customers will want next. 2. Foster a culture of innovation. Encourage your team to think creatively and take calculated risks, even if it means moving beyond traditional product lines. A surprising example of a company that embraced innovation to sustain success is Lego. In the early 2000s, Lego faced financial struggles as kids shifted their interest to video games and digital entertainment. The company's physical building blocks seemed like a relic of a bygone era. But instead of clinging to what had once worked, Lego chose to reinvent itself. Lego entered into partnerships with popular franchises like Star Wars, Harry Potter, and Marvel, creating themed sets that appealed to a broader audience, including adult collectors. They also launched a line of video games, the Lego Movie franchise, and an app that combined physical blocks with digital experiences. By innovating beyond their traditional products, Lego managed to transform its brand and re-engage with a new generation of customers. Today, it's one of the most popular and profitable toy brands worldwide. The takeaways from Lego include 1. Adapt to cultural shifts, keep a pulse on societal changes and trends, and don't be afraid to diversify your offerings to stay relevant. 2. Leverage partnerships. Collaborating with other brands can open doors to new audiences and expand your market reach. For a smaller scale example, let's look at a local bakery. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the bakery relied solely on in-person sales. When lockdowns hit, foot traffic disappeared overnight, and the business faced a serious existential threat. Instead of shutting down, the owner pivoted to online sales, creating a website and setting up delivery options to reach customers at home. The bakery also started offering virtual baking classes, where customers could learn how to make their favorite treats from home. This innovative response didn't just keep the business afloat, it expanded its customer base. People from other regions started ordering treats, and the bakery's online classes became a new revenue stream. Today, even with foot traffic returning, the online sales remain a significant part of the business. So what can we learn from this? 1. Be willing to pivot. Sometimes survival requires quick adaptation. Embracing new sales channels or business models can keep your company moving forward. 2. Look for new revenue streams. When circumstances change, there may be unexpected ways to serve your customers and expand your business. Mark Benioff, founder and CEO of Salesforce, is another great example of a leader who prioritizes innovation. Salesforce was a pioneer in the cloud computing space and quickly became a leader in customer relationship management, CRM software. But Benioff didn't stop there. Under his leadership, Salesforce has continuously evolved, adding new tools like AI-powered analytics, marketing automation, and customer service solutions to its suite. Benioff is also known for his commitment to innovation with a purpose, supporting causes like environmental sustainability and equality. His philosophy goes beyond just making innovative products. He aims to create a company culture where employees are encouraged to think big and challenge the status quo. This constant drive for improvement and adaptation is what has allowed Salesforce to maintain its leadership in the software industry for decades. Our lessons from Salesforce include 1. Commit to evolving your product. Even if your product or service is a market leader, look for ways to add value and expand its capabilities. 2. Innovate with purpose. Connect your innovation efforts to a larger mission or cause to create deeper engagement with employees and customers alike. Innovation and adaptability aren't just buzzwords, they're essential tools for sustaining success. Whether you're leading a small bakery, a toy company, or a tech giant, staying open to change and looking for new ways to serve your customers can make all the difference. Long-term leaders don't just react to trends, they shape them. As we've seen from Apple, Lego, and even small businesses, those willing to evolve with the times are the ones that ultimately thrive. If innovation is the engine for sustainable success, then company culture is the fuel. Leaders who want to build a legacy know that the strength of a company is rooted in its people. It's not just about having a ping pong table or free snacks in the office. A resilient and supportive culture goes deeper. It's about creating an environment where people feel empowered, valued, and motivated to give their best. In this segment, we'll look at how leaders can build and sustain this kind of culture with examples from companies large and small. Outdoor apparel company Patagonia is often cited as a model for purpose-driven culture. Under the leadership of founder Yvon Chouinard, Patagonia built a culture that prioritises environmental responsibility, employee well-being, and ethical business practices. Employees are encouraged to participate in environmental activism, and the company even pays them to do so. Patagonia also promotes a healthy work-life balance, providing on-site childcare and flexible schedules to support employees' lives outside of work. During times of challenge, such as recessions or environmental crises, Patagonia's strong, mission-focused culture has kept the team motivated and aligned. Their employees are deeply committed to the company's mission, which fosters resilience and loyalty, helping Patagonia weather difficult times. This purpose-driven approach doesn't just attract passionate employees, it resonates with customers who support the brand because of its values. There are two core takeaways from Patagonia. One, create a purpose-driven culture. People want to work for companies that stand for something. Align your company's mission with a larger cause to deepen engagement and loyalty. Two, support employee well-being. Offer benefits that enhance work-life balance and support employees holistically. Zappos, the online retailer known for its exceptional customer service, also has a famously positive company culture. CEO Tony Xie prioritised creating a culture where employees were encouraged to bring their whole selves to work and have fun while doing it. One of Zappos' core values is to create fun and a little weirdness, which might sound unconventional, but it fostered a supportive and engaging atmosphere that has attracted loyal employees. One unique aspect of Zappos' culture is their commitment to ensuring new hires are the right cultural fit. The company even offers new hires a $2,000 bonus to quit after their initial training if they feel it's not the right fit for them. This seemingly counterintuitive approach weeds out those who might not thrive within the Zappos culture, ultimately creating a team that is cohesive and committed. Lessons learned from Zappos include 1. Hire for cultural fit. Skills can be taught, but shared values and cultural alignment are harder to cultivate. Building a strong culture often starts with hiring people who truly fit. 2. Empower employees to have fun. A supportive culture doesn't have to be overly serious. Allowing employees to have fun and express themselves can lead to higher engagement and productivity. Our third example here is a family-owned restaurant called Tootsie that focused on creating a positive, resilient culture. The restaurant faced a lot of competition and struggled to retain staff in an industry known for high turnover. Instead of only focusing on customer service, the owners decided to prioritise their employees' development. They offered skills training, flexible schedules, and even financial planning workshops for their staff. This investment in employees led to a loyal and motivated team, many of whom stayed for years and contributed to a consistent customer experience. During the pandemic, when the restaurant was forced to close for months, employees were eager to return and help with new service models, including takeout and online orders, because they felt valued. The culture of mutual support allowed the business to rebound quickly, even in a challenging environment. So, what can we learn from Orchid? 1. Invest in employee growth, especially in small businesses. A commitment to employee development can foster loyalty and resilience. 2. Be flexible and supportive. Showing flexibility and a genuine care for employees' well-being creates a culture where people are willing to go the extra mile when times get tough. When Satya Nadella took over as CEO of Microsoft in 2014, the company was in a period of stagnation. Nadella recognised that in order to reinvigorate Microsoft, he needed to transform its internal culture. He shifted the company's mindset from a know-it-all culture to a learn-it-all culture, promoting curiosity, collaboration, and empathy. Nadella encouraged employees to experiment, learn from failures, and collaborate across teams. This cultural shift contributed to Microsoft's remarkable comeback with new products, innovations, and a reinvigorated workforce. Today, Microsoft's growth under Nadella is often attributed to this focus on cultural transformation. Employees became more adaptable and open to new ideas, which has been crucial as Microsoft expanded into cloud computing and other emerging markets. So what can we take away from Nadella? 1. Foster a growth mindset. Encourage a culture where learning and adaptation are valued. This mindset makes teams more resilient and open to change. 2. Encourage empathy and collaboration. When people feel safe to share ideas and support each other, it fosters a culture of innovation and shared success. Our final example, at Salesforce, Mark Benioff introduced a tool called the V2MOM framework, which stands for vision, values, methods, obstacles, and measures. This framework helps employees at all levels understand the company's strategic direction and how their work fits into that vision. By creating transparency and alignment, Salesforce ensures that everyone is working toward the same goals, even as the company grows and evolves. The V2MOM framework empowers employees by making them feel like an essential part of the company's mission, which fosters a strong sense of purpose and resilience. This structured approach has been instrumental in scaling Salesforce's culture as the company expanded globally. Here we learn: 1. Use tools for alignment. In larger organizations, it can be challenging to keep everyone aligned. A tool or framework that provides transparency and clarity on goals can help. 2. Empower employees with purpose. When employees understand how their work contributes to the bigger picture, they're more engaged and resilient. Building a resilient and supportive culture is like planting a tree. You need strong roots to weather the storms, but you also need to nourish it consistently. Whether you're running a small business or a global enterprise, fostering a culture that prioritizes employee well-being, growth, and alignment will keep your team motivated and committed in the long run. As we've seen from examples like Patagonia, Zappos, and smaller businesses, a resilient culture isn't just a nice to have, it's a competitive advantage. As we wrap up this episode and the entire Leadership Unpacked series, let's take a moment to step back and reflect on what it means to be a leader in the long run. True leadership isn't just about climbing to the top of an organization. It's about making a meaningful impact that lasts. Every leader leaves behind a legacy, but the question is, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? So let's do a recap on the series. Throughout the series, we've explored the many facets of effective leadership, from navigating tough decisions to leading with authenticity, managing conflict, and building resilient cultures. We've looked at stories from leaders like Howard Schultz, Satya Nadella, and Jacinda Ardern, as well as insights from smaller businesses that have shown us that leadership isn't one size fits all. Instead, it's an evolving journey that requires self-awareness, adaptability, and a willingness to learn and grow. Reflection on the importance of self-awareness and personal growth. In our very first episode, we talked about self-awareness as the foundation of effective leadership. It's a concept that many great leaders like Indra Nooyi and Mark Benioff have embodied, showing us that understanding your strengths, weaknesses, and values is essential for sustainable success. Leadership, we learned, is an ongoing journey of self-discovery. Self-awareness is the anchor that keeps you grounded as a leader. It's the voice that reminds you to stay true to your values, especially when the going gets tough. If you take one thing away from this series, let it be the importance of continually working on yourself, not just as a leader, but as a person. Think of Mary Barra, CEO of General Motors. When she took on the role, she had to confront GM's internal culture head on. Instead of ignoring its challenges, she leaned into them, encouraged transparency, and helped rebuild a culture of accountability. Her journey illustrates how leaders who commit to self-awareness can drive profound organizational change. Over the past few episodes, we've seen how successful leaders like Jeff Bezos, Jacinda Ardern, and even smaller business owners know that leadership isn't a solo act. They surround themselves with resilient teams, fostering environments where people feel valued and motivated. The ability to build strong teams is often what distinguishes leaders who thrive from those who burn out. Remember that as a leader, your role isn't just to steer the ship, but to empower your crew. Whether you're a small business owner or a corporate executive, investing in your people will always be a worthwhile legacy. Leadership is about lifting others up. Consider a local startup founder who grew their company by focusing on team development and resilience. Unlike large corporations with ample resources, this founder had to rely on building a strong, motivated team from scratch, creating a family-like culture that valued every employee's input. When the startup faced financial difficulties, employees stepped up and found creative ways to help the company stay afloat, demonstrating that a resilient team can be a game changer, no matter the size of the organization. Throughout this series, we've discussed how adaptability is a hallmark of enduring leadership. Whether it's Satya Nadella's cultural transformation at Microsoft or Howard Schultz's turnaround strategy at Starbucks, these leaders show us that flexibility and a willingness to embrace change are crucial for long-term success. The only constant in business and in life is change. Leaders who can adapt not only survive, they thrive. And as we've learned from leaders like Schultz and Nadella, adaptability isn't just about reacting to changes, but proactively shaping the future. Think of a mid-sized business in the tourism industry that was hit hard during the pandemic. Instead of waiting for things to return to normal, the owner pivoted to offer virtual tours and immersive online experiences. This quick adaptability didn't just save the business, it allowed it to expand to new markets. Leaders who are adaptable can find opportunities in adversity, leaving behind legacies of resilience and innovation. Finally, let's challenge ourselves to think about our leadership legacy. What mark do you want to leave on your organization, your team, and even the world? This series has shown us that leadership is not just about being the smartest or the most skilled. It's about making a difference. Ask yourself, 20 years from now, what do you want people to remember about your leadership? Maybe it's the culture you built, the people you mentored, or the innovations you championed. Your legacy is shaped by the choices you make every day, and every interaction is an opportunity to leave a positive impact. To close out this series, we want to reinforce the idea that leadership is a journey. As you go forward, remember that there's no final level of leadership. There's always more to learn, more people to uplift, and more ways to grow. Leadership is an art and a practice, an ongoing pursuit of excellence, empathy, and impact. Thank you for joining us for the Leadership Unpacked series. We hope these episodes have provided insights, inspiration, and practical tools to support you in your own leadership journey. Remember, leadership isn't a checklist. It's a commitment to growth, resilience, and positive impact. Whether you're leading a global corporation, a local business, or a small team, every action counts. And with the right mindset, every leader has the potential to leave behind a legacy they can be proud of. And hey, if nothing else, at least we've all learned how not to panic in a crisis, thanks to all these leadership examples. So if you find yourself sweating over a tough decision at 2 a.m, just ask, WWJD, what would Jacinda do? If you enjoyed this series, please share it with others who might benefit, leave a review, and let us know your thoughts. Your feedback helps us create content that matters. Thank you for being a part of the Leadership Unpacked journey, and we look forward to diving into more topics with you in the future. Before we close, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you tried any of these strategies? What's your experience been with creating lasting success as a leader? Share your insights with us in the comments or tag us on social media with hashtag The Business Book Club. And if you've enjoyed this series, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Here's wishing you every success in your careers and personal development journeys. That's a goodbye for now.